Menopause. Menopause marks the end of a woman's fertile years and occurs once you stop having your period. Once menopause begins, the ovaries start producing lower levels of the reproductive hormones estrogen and progesterone. The average age for menopause in New Zealand is 51.5 years, but it can occur any time between the ages of 42 and 56. Perimenopause is the period of 5 years or so up to the last period, when menstruation becomes irregular and occurs less often and eventually ceases. During this time, hormone levels change and you may begin to experience changes in your body. After menopause, your body achieves a new hormonal balance. However, during the transition phase, the changes in hormone levels can have a number of effects on women. Symptoms. Effects of menopause vary among individual women and different cultures. How menopause affects individual women is influenced by biological and social factors, including genetics, physical and mental health, diet, lifestyle, and social and cultural attitudes towards older women. Some of the most common symptoms include irregular periods, when periods come closer together or further apart, and when blood flow becomes lighter or heavier, hot flushes, night sweats, headaches and migraines, disturbed sleep patterns, vaginal dryness, joint pain, fatigue, short-term memory problems, dry eyes, dizziness, itchy or creepy skin, mood swings, anxiety and irritability, lower libido or sex drive, and difficulty concentrating and making decisions. Managing menopause. Adequate exercise, a healthy balanced diet, taking time for rest and relaxation, and smoking cessation can all help address the symptoms of menopause. Hot flushes and night sweats. Up to 80% of women experience hot flushes, but they tend to go away within 1 or 2 years. Common triggers for hot flushes are caffeine, alcohol, and spicy food. Traditional or natural remedies that women have reported to be useful include a diet rich in legumes, grains, nuts and seeds, sage tea, black, cohosh, or acupuncture. Hormone replacement therapy. After menopause, it is normal to have lower levels of estrogen and progesterone. Hormone replacement therapy may be prescribed for women during perimenopause, following surgically induced menopause, and sometimes postmenopausally. Hormone replacement therapy artificially boosts hormone levels with the aim of alleviating some of the conditions caused by diminishing levels of estrogen and progesterone. While hormone replacement therapy is effective at addressing some symptoms, it also carries serious risk. Many studies suggest that HRT should be taken at the lowest dose for the shortest period of time necessary to control symptoms, and the need for continuing treatment should be reviewed at 6 monthly intervals. HRT use for prevention of chronic disease is not recommended. Hormone replacement therapy effects. HRT is effective at reducing or stopping hot flushes and night sweats. It can also help with vaginal dryness and reducing pain during sex. HRT is not effective at improving psychological symptoms, general well-being, and mental functioning. Hormone replacement therapy risks. Even short-term use of combined HRT, estrogen, and progesterone is associated with an increased risk of breast cancer, melanoma, lung cancer in current smokers, ovarian cancer, strokes, blood clots, and a doubled risk of dementia for women 65 or over. There is an increased risk for heart attacks when a woman is more than 10 years past menopause. Estrogen alone carries an increased risk of stroke, blood clots, and dementia. It increases the risk of ovarian cancer and may increase the risk of breast cancer. Estrogen alone increases the risk of cancer of the lining of the uterus. Women's Health Initiative Trial. The Women's Health Initiative Trial, WHI, trialed 161,808 healthy women between the ages of 50 and 79. It is the largest and most rigorous scientific study ever done on the long-term health effects of HRT. The study was stopped on July 7, 2002, after an average of 5.6 years follow-up because of the increased risk of cardiovascular disease and breast cancer in women taking HRT compared with those taking placebo dummy pills. The study showed that the risks exceeded the benefits, with women taking HRT at higher risk for heart disease, blood clots, stroke, and breast cancer, but at a lower risk for fracture and colon cancer. The trial investigators advised that within 5 years, 1 in 100 women using HRT would have a serious adverse event. A 2008 follow-up of participants from the trial found that 3 years after women stopped taking HRT, the increased risk of heart disease was diminished, but overall risks, including risks of stroke, blood clot, and cancer, remained high. It also found that the death rate among women who had been the most regular with their HRT during the trial was 53% higher in the hormone group than in the placebo group. New Zealand MedSafe guidelines recommend that HRT should only be used when menopausal symptoms are troublesome and women are fully informed of the risks. It should also be used at the lowest dose for the shortest time possible. The continued use of HRT should be reviewed by women and their doctors at the time of the next prescription or within 3 months, whichever is sooner. Coming off hormone replacement therapy. If you have been on hormone replacement therapy for some time, stopping suddenly can be stressful on the body, which may have become dependent on the artificial supply of hormones and cause symptoms to return. The body's reliance on HRT will probably be higher for women who are on a higher dose of HRT and for those who have been taking HRT for a longer time period. Many studies recommend gradually weaning off HRT over a period of 2 to 4 months, unless there are health factors that require a more immediate cessation. This will give your body time to increase its own production of the hormones it has been relying on HRT for. Talk with your doctor if you have concerns or you would like advice on coming off HRT. You can support yourself through the process of coming off HRT by looking after yourself, ensuring you are eating right, exercising regularly, and finding time for sufficient rest and relaxation. Bioidentical hormones. Bioidentical hormones, or natural hormones, are produced in a laboratory. Plant hormones are used as a base from which to synthesize hormones that are found in the human body. Bioidentical hormones may be compounded in individually tailored doses and combinations and come as capsules, creams, patches, gels, lozenges, suppositories, and under-the-tongue drops. There is no evidence to confirm that bioidentical hormones are safer than the standard HRT and whether they carry the same risks for breast cancer, ovarian cancer, endometrial cancer, heart disease, and stroke. Until reliable clinical evidence proves otherwise, it must be assumed that the risks of bioidentical hormones are similar to the risks of hormone replacement therapy.